Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
My first thing that I have on my list is Kim Kardashian's wedding.
What a bitch!
Get ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're finally discussing reality television, proving there's no topic too controversial for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, 201.
201, Kendall, if only that were our combined weight.
Cliff, if I was 201, I would kiss everyone in the world right now. That's like my goal weight.
Kiss. Yeah, oh my God. Kendall, my weight is reversed to that 102.
I can't wait till we get to the episode that is my weight. It's going to be weird.
Kendall, at the rate we're going, though, that'll never happen because we're just inching up, little by little, inching up every week, just like the number of our show.
Yeah, Cliff, that's a little slap in the face of reality, which is what our show is all about this week.
Reality television. Do you think it's gotten a bad rap, Kendall? Do you think that there are good things about reality television?
I think there's good and bad. You know, I think that reality television shows, you know, some of them I do watch. Some of them are awful and terrible and make me want to kill myself. But it has laid a whole new genre of television, and it has taken jobs away from me, obviously, because they're making reality TV shows. They don't need an art department or anything, but. But, you know, some are entertaining, and you belched in my face,
Kendall, not for the first time, for the 201st time.
But no, I mean, there's, you know, first of all, let me say, like, the Kardashians, what a bitch! I want to, like, kill somebody that show is even on the air. But there are some shows that, and, you know, there are different delineations of reality shows. There are ones that are, like, reality shows like the Kardashians, and there are shows that are like reality game shows like Wipeout or The Amazing Race or Survivor, stuff like that, which I think those are more interesting because there's like a week to week, you know, reason to watch. I feel like shows like the Kardashians or I can't even think of other ones, but shows like that are just awful and terrible and they shouldn't even be on the air.
Oh, they are. So shows like that, like Sarah Palin's Alaska and John and Kate Plus 8 and the goddamn Duggars, who are like, what, 116
plus something.
Quit breathing my oxygen. Wear a condom. I can't get over it. Some of the shows, now what about some I do think are abusive? Now, what do you think about like Toddlers and Tiaras? Do you think that's abusive and is causing other parents to want to whore their children out?
Well, that's interesting that you said that. I've never thought about that. I hate that show because I hate watching.
It's sad.
Susan does flip it on sometimes, but I hate watching the parents put their children through that. Although, you know, it happens everywhere, and I don't know if it adds to it, but I think it's a terrible thing, and I don't know. It sort of brings it to light that happens, you know, and there are people like that in the world.
It does. Also, another thing I want to bring to light right now is, listeners, sit back and look how good am I at asking questions? You are thinking to yourself, God,
Barbara Walters
is asking these insightful questions. He's getting Kendall to open up in new ways, even though it's a 201st episode. You know, it's true. I am so good at asking these questions, Kendall. But now, I do like some reality shows. I like the funnier ones, like Our Lady of Broadcast Comedians, Kathy Griffiths, or Roseanne's Nuts, or like Joan Rivers, or something like that, where it's all in fun. It's all fake, and it's all in fun.
Like you said, I love Kathy Griffin's pod. Excuse me.
We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Kathy Griffin's reality show.
Yeah.
Even though it's off the air for good now, but you know that was a fun reality show, and Roseanne's Nuts that's great because you know we're all thinking, oh, how's Roseanne doing? I mean, I have to say, I know this is terrible, but I do watch Jersey Shore because Susan got me watching it, and I'm not saying that I love the people in entertainment, and as much as I want to say I hate them, you know, I do watch it, and I know it's terrible. I hate myself for liking the show.
Kendall, don't hate yourself. Kendall, I want you to accept right now, and it's okay. It's all right, Kendall. You got to be okay with yourself.
We all have bad moments, Cliff. We all have
Don't hate yourself, Kendall. I don't care if you watch Jersey Shore. I don't care.
I hate myself for other reasons. I hate myself because I'm 1,000,000 pounds.
Well, me too, but that's the way the Dow made us.
So, Clifton, that's no joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke, and I wish that our morbid obesity was just a joke that we were playing on the listeners, but it's not. It's the truth. It's the reality of the situation.
I wish our weight was going down, down, down.
I wish that was the way the Dow was going, Kendall. A man named John,
yes.
Not to be confused with the woman named Jonah, a man named John,
yes.
Found out he was going to inherit a fortune
when his
sickly father died. But if I had a sickly father, maybe one who used to abuse me verbally, and he was sickly, I would be happy for the fortune.
Right? Yes.
He decided he needed a woman to enjoy it with. That's the kind of dude John was.
Enjoy
and so one evening he went to a singles bar where he spotted the most beautiful, sexual woman he had ever seen.
Oh, beautiful.
And her natural beauty took his breath away. Okay, that's one thing our 200th episode lacked, a clear tribute to my perfect pitch.
Oh, God.
Now, John, he said, I may look just like an ordinary man as he walked up to her, but in a short while, my father will bite the big one, and I'll inherit $20 million.
Oh, my God.
Cha-ching! And impressed, the woman went home with him that evening, and you know what, Kendall? 3 days later, well, she just up and became his stepmother. Smart, enterprising young woman.
I was enjoying the music and that story, Cliff.
It's a good story. There's no reason that the Peabody Committee hasn't bestowed upon us an award for storytelling abilities alone.
I'm sure they were thinking, was that a joke? That story was so good. Cliff.
It was a folk tale.
There was a boy who worked in the produce section of a supermarket. A man came in and asked to buy half a head of lettuce. The boy told him that he only sold whole heads of lettuce, but the man replied that he did not need a whole head of lettuce, only half. So the boy exclaimed that he would have to ask the manager, and so he walked into the back room and said, there is some guy out there, some jerk, who would want only wants half a head of lettuce. And as he finished saying this, he turned around to find the man standing right behind him, Cliff. So he quickly added, and this gentleman wants to buy the other half. So the manager stopped that. The manager okayed the request. The man went on his way, and later the manager said to the boy, you almost got yourself in trouble earlier, but I must say I was impressed by the way that you handled that, my son. Oh, the manager asked the boy, where are you from, son? And he said, I am from Minnesota, sir. He said, oh, really? Why only hockey players and sluts are up there?
No.
And the guy said, well, my wife is from Minnesota. And he says, oh, really? What team does she play for? Such a
Kendall,
smart
oh my God.
Person.
Smart person. What's a smart cookie, Kendall? Now, it's almost not even worth mentioning that is a hairy goody.
Oh, it's not, Cliff. It's not worth it. Don't tell it.
Because it was from a seemingly hundreds of years ago.
It was, Cliff, so it's hardly worth mentioning. Move on.
Kendall, a man phones work and he says, sorry, I can't come in today, I'm sick. And the boss, he says, well, how sick are you? Well, the man replies, you judge, I'm in bed with my sister.
No, God, that's sick, Cliff. That sick. Is sick.
That is a sick, sick relationship, everybody. Cliff. Oh, no, guys. Don't
a man and his wife are driving down the road when a cop pulls them over. The cop says to the man, do you know what you were that you were speeding? And the man says, no, sir, I didn't know I was speeding. And the man's wife, she yells, yes, you did. You knew you were speeding. I've been telling you to slow down for miles. And the man says, shut up. Shut the hell up.
Just
sit back and be quiet. And the cop says, well, since I've got you pulled over, did you know that the tag on your license plate is expired? He says, well, no, sir, I didn't. I did not know that. And the wife says, whatever. I've been telling you to go get it up to date for 2 whole months.
Bitch.
And the guy says, shut up, sit back and shut up, mind your own f***ing business.
Yeah.
Now, the cop, he walks over to the woman's side and he asks, does he always talk to you this way? And she says, no, only when he's drinking.
Oh, idiots. One and two in that car.
Idiot one and two, yep. Thing one idiot. And two.
Kendall, tell me if you know anything about this. A frustrated wife decided her sex life needed spicing up, so she went shopping and picked up a pair of crotchless panties.
I know a little something about that. Yep,
go ahead. Ooh, and so she went home and donned the new panties and selected a short skirt to go with them. And she greeted her husband when he came home from work. Ooh. And she sat across from him sipping a glass of wine.
Oh my God.
And she slowly spread her legs, and she said, would you like some of this? No way, the husband said. Look what it's done to your underwear.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a yucky one.
No, 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 no. Cliff, a priest walked into a barbershop in Washington, D.C.
God bless him.
After he got his haircut, he asked how much it would be, and the bartender said, no charge, I consider a service to the Lord. Now the next morning, the barber came to work, and there were 12 prayer books and a thank you note from the priest at the front door. Now later that day, Cliff, a police officer came in and got his haircut. Then he asked how much it was, and the barber said, no charge, I consider it a service to the community. The next morning, Cliff, he came to work, and there was a dozen donuts and a thank you note from the police officer. What a wonderful police officer. So then, Cliff, a senator came in and got a haircut. When he was done, he asked how much, and the barber said, no charge. I consider a service to our country. And the next morning, Cliff, the barber came in to work, and there were 12 senators at the front door. What a bunch of bitch senators.
I always hated Washington. Kendall, two newlyweds turn up at a hotel and they ask for the honeymoon suite.
Oh,
and the receptionist says, do you have any reservations? And the bride says, yeah, I'm not so sure about taking it up the ass.
Oh, God, reservations, Cliff. Cliff, one day these two fine Southern women were sitting on the front porch. They were having iced tea. One of the women sticks out her hand for the other woman to see, and in a long southern drawl says, look at my ring my husband gave me. Isn't he nice? To which the other woman replies, oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
That's real nice.
And the first woman then says, and just last month he took me on one of those Caribbean cruises. And the second woman, she says, well, oh, that's nice. That's real nice. Well, sweetheart, doesn't your husband ever buy you nice things or send you on nice places? And the second woman says, oh, well, when we first got married, he did send me to an etiquette school. And the second woman said, well, why do you do that? And the first woman says, well, you see, before, when someone asked me about jewelry or their husband gave them or said where they sent them, I would have said, I don't give a f-. But now I say, that's nice. That's real nice.
That's real nice.
That's real nice, Cliff. It's real nice.
Things that aren't worth mentioning, I'm not even going to mention them this time.
Oh, good. Let's end the show now.
Kendall, how do crazy people go through the forest?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. How?
They take the psychopath. Oh. What do prisoners use to call each other? Cell phones. What do you get from a pampered cow? Did I mention finally? What do you get from a pampered
finally.
Cow?
Finally. I don't know, Cliff. Finally, what do you get?
Spoiled milk.
Oh. Cliff, I gotta take a break before I pass out.
I gotta take a break over here. This milk is too chunky.
We'll be right back, Cliff.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Στα μεγάλα καταστήματα, ράδιο κορασίδι, συντρίψαμε τις τιμές. Έγχρωμη τηλεόραση 20 ιντσών και βίντεο πλέιερ και τα δύο μαζί μόνο 139.000. Έγχρωμη τηλεόραση 14 ιντσών μόνο 69.000. Και πολλές άλλες εκπληκτικές προσφορές. Όνομα και
εξυπηρετήσει. And now back to the show.
Need a dose of reality. You look like you need a dose of reality. But reality looks like nothing I've ever seen. You got me eating maggots, got me jumping off of tall buildings. You got me eating maggots, got me jumping off of tall buildings. America's dying to find out. Trying to prove I can sing. Hitting all the high notes, trying to prove I can sing. I'm suffering from exposure to the real.
Yeah. All right, Cliff, we're back.
It's real, it's true, we're back.
We're back on this reality show. It's so real. It's so real how back we are.
It's so real. It's so back how real we are, Kendall. And before you even go a step further, I just want to ask you another insightful question that I'm known for these days.
Barbara Walters asked me a question.
And the question I want to ask right now is, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, Cliff, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
You must be talking to me, Cliff, because there's nobody else here.
I'm the only one here.
Cliff, you're a disgrace to depression. Who said that? Who said that?
A disgrace to depression. I don't know.
Oh, Cliff, that's wrong. That is Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets. And that was you. You keep saying that.
That was Pizza the Hut in Spaceballs. Kendall, I am big. It's the pictures that got small, and it's not me. It's the movie.
No, Cliff, you are big, and the pictures got small, but it's Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Kendall, I think I blacked out during the commercial break. I think I ordered a pizza. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Well, wait till you black out and you've eaten it. Look, my whole life is a dark room. Who
my
said that?
My whole life is a dark room. That was Diane Arbus.
No. Cliff, that was from Beetlejuice.
That was from Beetlejuice. That was Winona Ryder. Kendall.
Winona Ryder, yes.
They're called boobs, Ed.
That was from Fried Green Tomatoes.
No, was in response to Ed. He said, now, Aaron Brockovich, how you think you're going to get there? You go in there and get what you want from them people? Well, they're called boobs, Ed. Aaron Brockovich, Academy Award
Forgive
winner.
Me, I watched Fried Green Tomatoes this Saturday, and the guy's name was Ed, and it fit. It fit, Cliff.
Kendall and I said, let's all get in touch with our vaginas. That would be Fried
yes,
Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, and she would have said, no, I gotta go. Cliff, I got a feeling that behind those jeans is something wonderful just waiting to get out.
Oh,
who said
Lord.
That? It wasn't me. It was not me, I promise.
I don't know who it was. I give up.
Cliff, that was from Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights.
Behind these jeans, there's a huge, enormous blob waiting to get out, and it is my huge fat body.
That was me.
The doctors say he has a 50-50 chance of surviving, but there's only a 10% chance of that.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
This from the Naked Gun. We are just shooting misfires this week.
Shooting blanks, Cliff. Listen up, maggots. You are not special. You are not beautiful or unique, snowflake. You're the same decaying organic matter as everyone else.
That is a Full Metal Jacket.
Cliff, that's from Fight Club. You just, it's just not your night, is it?
It's not. Kendall, I think this one, I think you'll get. But don't be confused. This is not me saying this to you. This is a line from the movie, okay?
Okay, let me get my head in the right place. Okay, go.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, Cliff, that was you talking to me. Oh, shit, you said not me. It's from Babe.
Babe, I got you, babe.
Do you know James Cromwell from Babe? Is a member of Animal Acres here in L.A. He's a vegan.
Good. Good for him.
I love him. Love him, Cliff.
Love him.
Love him. And that's all that I'm talking to you about,
Cliff. I'm no longer talking to you, Kendall.
But I couldn't remember the ending. I'm no longer talking to you. No longer.
Listeners, in case you thought this was a James Cromwell fan cast, it is not. This is living pretty in the coast to coast.
Cliff, you are so stupid talking about that.
Kendall, how stupid do you have to be?
It's time for Kendall's stupid questions. Oh my God, Cliff, I have to be pretty stupid to even do this show with you. So that's stupid. But I do have stupid questions for you, and I hope that you can.
I thought I knew what stupid was. What is it? Give me
stupid is a stupid is and stupid does, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Cliff, what decade during the last century would you have chosen to be a teenager?
The 1980s or 90s when I was a teenager. Or 60s when I could have just had sex with everybody.
Yeah, that's a better answer. Don't say, the decade I was a teenager.
I liked being a teenager in the 90s.
Well, then you say, I thoroughly enjoyed the decade I was a teenager in.
Kendall, I have not taken these criticisms and my stupid answers to these terribly stupid questions.
Cliff, what's the biggest personal change you've ever made?
From going from huge to enormous. Oh, God.
That's a big change, Cliff. Now, this is a good one, Cliff. Have you ever gone nude or streaked in public?
No.
Oh, Cliff, I have.
Oh, Kendall, where did people vomit? Where was the blorch aimed?
I went as a dare and everyone went blind. It was awful. It was like War of the Worlds.
There are no witnesses left to tell the tale.
Okay, Cliff.
Yeah.
Here's a big one. A big one. Would you ever make a sex tape with you in it for $1 million? If someone paid you $1 million, would you make a sex tape that aired on the internet?
Probably.
Oh, of course. I would make a sex tape for $15. I mean, people would blorch in their sleep thinking about me, but I would do it for $15.
Bulimics would use it as fodder to make themselves, their gag reflex kick in.
Cliff, but, yeah. I would use it. I would use it if I had to. And finally, Cliff.
Finally. God, I feel like this episode has been so long.
This episode has been 6 months long. Cliff, if alcohol were banned all of a sudden, like prohibition, what would your reaction be to that?
Oh, Kendall, I guess I would just have Tyler come over and bake me some butternut Rock Krispies.
You'll exchange one vice for another.
One vice for another, yeah. Butternut Rock Krispies.
Oh, well, Cliff, that's all the stupid questions that I have for you tonight.
Oh, that's all the stupidity I can handle today, Kendall.
That's all the stupidity I can handle for one night. Oh, God. It's a Cliff, you don't even have it in you. Stop trying to belch. Don't do it for our sake. Do it for yourself. Oh,
it's so sad.
It's so sad that there was nothing coming out, Cliff.
People were wondering last week, is there anything, can they do over 200 shows and make them interesting and exciting? And the answer is no.
Well, I guess we proved them wrong, Cliff. We did it. Oh, you said no. Cliff, if our listeners want to check out more about Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, go to cliffandkendall.com.
And who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line, at 818-308-4FAT. We will play your message on the show. Do you have a quote, Cliff? Do you have a quote?
That they would kindle.
Yes.
Reality is merely.
That was wonderful, Cliff.
A dream within a dream. And if all as it may seem is just a dream within that dream. And that was said by William Shakespeare.
You blew my mind, Cliff.
Whoa.
My quote is this, Cliff. Reality shows are all the rage on TV at the moment, but that's not reality. It's just another aesthetic form of fiction. And that was Steven Soderbergh, and I have to agree with that.
I got to agree with that one, Kendall. I'm going to write me a master's thesis agreeing with that one.
Write a novel.
Another novel. Kendall, I am a novelist with perfect pitch. These are the burdens I was born with.
Oh, God.
Take me home. Reality show to a place where we can make a sex tape. I'm Claire.
And I'm Kendall. Please don't ever make a sex tape, listeners. We'll see you here next week.
No, don't. You will regret it.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
This is the show.